Yo, it's your boy Juwan Smith, and you're now listening to the Actors Lounge.
Hey guys, and welcome back to an all new episode of the Actors Lounge. I'm your host, Melanie Victor, and today we have with us a very special guest. Please welcome to the show, producer, actor, writer, and model, Juwan Smith. Hey Juwan, how's it going?
What's up? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well.
Good. It's nice to have you here on the Actors Lounge. Welcome.
I appreciate you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, definitely. So I listed a lot of things that you do already. You're producer, actor, writer, model, but you do a lot of other things. Entrepreneur, like you do music, you do a little bit of everything. So let's just talk, like give us a little bit, you know, behind the scenes of who Juwan is so we can get to know you a little better.
Well, I'm from originally from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and I spent some time in Baltimore, Maryland, and also in Atlanta. I took on modeling and acting, but before that, I was a straight athlete, music artist, all through high school, middle school. So that's kind of where everything just started from there, and just being on MySpace and just trying to be creative. Mine was wandering, so I always wanted to create. I just didn't know which lane I wanted to do first. So,
nice. And so tell us, like where and when did your journey with acting like begin? Like how did that come into play?
I think just from like those days of just seeing people of your age. So say like a Soulja Boy or like a Bow Wow, like they had success at early ages. And I would see that and I'd be like, man, how can I achieve it? So I always had this itch to figure out how to achieve early success. But it doesn't work that way for everybody, obviously. It doesn't happen how you want it to. But the first like actual gig I ever received was a music video called Delirious with Vistoso Bosses. And it aired on MTV Jams. And that's kind of where my mind just was like, okay, maybe I can do this and take some, go further. Yeah, so.
Oh, that's cool. So you actually saw yourself on TV and then it was like, hey, maybe we're onto something here.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I just think just being around in high school and around friends, you kind of just, you know, you never know. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. So once you decided and realized like, I really want to take acting seriously and really pursue it, what were some of the first steps that you took to get started?
I think networking was the first thing because you know, I didn't have all the tools as an actor. So, and I couldn't afford, I was so young, I couldn't afford acting classes as much. So sometimes you have to network to get jobs and you kind of just have to be raw talent. So I think just networking was the main thing for me first was networking. And then I would say probably auditioning and failing. So trial and error as well.
Yeah.
So over time, you kind of just still, you keep that itch until you get your first gig.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And what's the market like in North Carolina? That's where you're from, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm originally from there. Yeah.
Okay. What's the market like out there for actors?
Well, you know, I moved from North Carolina in like 10th grade. So there wasn't even, in that time period, it wasn't even, I don't think it was much acting going on as much as it is now. And so when my family moved to Georgia, my 10th grade year, I still wasn't like an actor yet. I think about probably 5-6 years after that, the Atlanta market just became, it just became phenomenal. But now they do actually film in North Carolina often. Okay. They do film a lot of stuff out there. I just haven't gotten a chance to create as much, but I do know they film out there now.
Okay. Okay. And then eventually you decided to move to LA, right?
Yes, I've always loved California for some reason. I would always wonder why their pictures had like so much sunlight. And yeah, it would be this. Yeah, so.
Okay, so when you decided to move to LA, what was the transition like for you? And, you know, did you move to pursue acting or was it just like, I want to be in LA and I'm going to pursue acting as well?
Well, for me, I thought with the success of like MySpace and like, knowing all these people that I knew on Twitter and stuff like that, I was like, maybe I can go to LA and add to my dream. So I didn't know. I went out there to pursue acting, but I also pursued success in any positive way. So if it would be to music or sports or anything that I can make happen. It was like I moved here and made my dreams come true. So I moved there more of in a mindset of like maybe I can create more of an opportunity for myself. And then obviously acting is like the still the main goal. You want to audition every day, but sometimes you don't get auditions, so you have to figure out how to keep money in your pocket, things of that nature. So
So you have,
in between auditions.
and you have an entrepreneurial mindset anyway. So that's like a natural thing for you.
Yeah, I think more so just not having an agency behind me, like most people. Most people book what they have agencies, and for some reason over the years I had agencies, but they didn't do as much for me. And I would find myself a lot of times making opportunities through networking. And so sometimes that can be discouraging too, is not having an agency or people behind you. So and in a way you kind of develop an entrepreneur mindset.
So
So
you currently don't have an agent?
no, I don't currently.
Wow, that's amazing because you do book work. Like you were just
Yeah,
recently, yeah, like you work.
I
That's
it's weird. It's not,
cool.
well, I guess I wouldn't say weird. I guess everybody's destiny is different, but I use that, and I'm not against agencies by all means. I've submitted and reached out, but for some reason, I don't know. My path has just led me here.
That's dope. 'Cause you were just in a Christmas movie, "Twas the Chaos Before Christmas," right?
Towards the chaos. Yes, that was a fun movie, a great movie.
Wow, that's
That was fun.
really impressive that, 'cause that's what you always hear, like book your, get your team, get your agent, your manager, but it's always refreshing to know and hear of people who have opportunities, and
In a way,
they've
it's gotten you in trouble too. It can get you in when you have an entrepreneurial mindset. At certain times, it can get you in trouble as well. Because a lot of times you're like, well, the rules don't, like, you can break the rules here and there, but you can't just always break the rules. And so you got to know when to.
No, that
So.
makes sense. That makes sense. So what was, tell us a little bit about the movie, the role you played, and like what it was like filming.
Well, for one, I was actually standing in on a show called American Soul on BET. So I was standing in, and I got an audition from a lady by the name of Robin Dyke. Shout out to Robin Dyke. She worked with me on Being Mary Jane, and she was like, "I have an opportunity for you. I want you to audition." So I was on set standing in, and I'm like literally trying to audition while standing in, and I'm like, "I can't leave. I have to stand. They're needing me." So I go audition somehow, some way with like noise behind me, and Terry J. Vaughn. Shout out to Terry J. Vaughn and Bree and everybody else at Octet Productions. She was like, "I don't like your audition," and
Wait.
I
So
was,
was this a self? Did you do a self tape?
yeah, it was a self tape, but it was
Oh.
like, yeah, but I mean, I wasn't prepared all the way. More so, like, I was on set, and they told me the premise of the character, but I had a whole different idea. So what I sent back was nothing what they wanted. So by the grace of God, they called me back and was like, "Look, this is the character. This is, and they gave me another opportunity. I got the role, and I was on set as a stand-in, and I was like, I have to fly out to Washington, D.C. and shoot a movie." And
Dang.
so that's what happened, man. We went to D.C., shot a movie.
That's a big deal.
It was cool. I got to work with some amazing actresses and actors. Afion Crockett and Sherri Shepherd played my parents in the
You were the
movie.
son in the movie.
Yeah, I was the son in the movie. So it was cool though. You get to
That is
play off
cool.
different actors that had experiences in tons of movies and projects, and you get to learn chemistry more. So yeah.
What were some of like the biggest, takeaways or the biggest things you learned while filming that movie?
Biggest takeaways, I would say, or things I've learned is just always still for sure be comfortable in who you are. And sometimes different movies, different act, like you can get booked, but there are people of different statuses that's been around longer, and you have to understand certain treatments different on set. So you have to know, you just have to always have an open team player mind on set. The more that you The more that you complain, the more that you, I don't know, I find yourself, your time is not as fun. So you have to just enjoy the job and appreciate them, because everything's different. Every set's different. So the biggest takeaway I say is just be comfortable in your own skin, and like want to answer this correctly. I would say I think being comfortable in your skin takes away from what I was about to say. Have no fear when you're filming. Like a lot of times I've seen people kind of get shy film wise, and it kind of takes away from your actual charisma. So yeah, I say fear and just being yourself is the biggest takeaways I would say. And I knew that, but I would see other actors and I would learn that, oh, their chemistry is not as strong, so you have to build them up as well. So
No, that's really good. And did you find that opportunities came your way after booking that, or what was it like, after you shot that film?
It was for me being a kid from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and my dad's from Baltimore. Just no one in my family even does film anything like that other than my cousin Samara Scott, and she I found, other than that, my family was super proud of me. And so to be able to achieve something with no agency, I talked on the show Atlanta. I used to stand in, I was Donald Glover stand in for 2 seasons on that show, but I talked on episode 10, and so I've gotten the taste of talking on shows and stuff like that, but this one was a little different. It was more of like solidifying for me. So, but I now I just kind of want to keep building on it.
Yeah, no,
Go
that's
from there.
good. So, I want to go back to your transition to LA. So, you've been in LA. I don't know how long. How long have you been in LA now?
I've been actually in LA. I went to LA and I slept on my boy Jordan's couch in about 2011. So if you want, if you're dating back, I've been actually trying to pursue Los Angeles since 2011.
Okay. So knowing what you know now, actors that are listening, people that are listening that want to make that move to LA, what are some of the things that you know now that you wish you would have known then? Like, what advice can you give to them, like how they can prepare for LA?
Well, if you take away the times, and I'm not like some old 50-year-old guy, but you got to think like 2010s are much different from the 2020s. Like there's so much different. So like when I was out there around those times, like everything was different. Now you can be a social influencer, you can create from home. So it's like I would say moving to LA is just make sure you continue to network and always be willing to be creative. That could be, as an actor, you might want to start a podcast, i.e. It's a lot of things you can do, I would say, to kind of like stay creative. Yeah. So network is, if you want to move to LA, networking is the biggest thing because it's a different time period. So a lot of people in Los Angeles enjoy meeting other creatives now. So.
So you talk a lot about networking. Like that has been kind of like your thing. So
That's my thing. That's
that's
my
your
thing.
thing. Which is awesome because you have to know people. You have to know people in this business to get anywhere, really. Talent
Right.
is one thing, but relationships are everything. So
Everything.
yeah. So how what are some of the best ways to naturally connect with people in the industry? Because I feel like there's networking and then there's like just trying to, connect with any and everybody because you're just looking for an opportunity. Like, how do you not come off as an opportunist or, just someone who's just looking to meet any and everybody? Like, what are some of the best ways?
I always say we all are opportunists, but if you're going to be an opportunist, you also have to give opportunity.
That's good. That's good.
That's I always say that. I literally always say that, and it's crazy you asked me that because I just posted that on my Instagram story not too long ago. But I always felt as if, like, if I'm going to ask for a lot of things, I have to give a lot of things too, in a way. So I think that's the answer to that. My best answer for that is like, because we all, of course, I would love a magazine to call me and do a feature on me, right? I mean, I wouldn't turn that down. But also, too, I would love to tell someone else or tell the magazine about my next person. Hey, after you finish interviewing me, you should probably interview so and so. And I think you got to have that mindset in any fashion. So.
No, I think that you have to come from it, from the lens of how can I serve, how can I give back,
Yeah,
and
I
that's
can't
how it
want
keeps
you to
going.
promote me. Yeah, right.
Yeah, no, say what you were gonna say.
No, I was just gonna say, I can't want you to promote everything I'm doing and not try to sort of support back. And anything, it doesn't have to be film, it could be just anything.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's the I agree with you. I think that's the best way to go about it. Now, what have been, 'cause you've had a lot of opportunities, since you started on your journey, what have been some of the challenges that you've faced and how have you overcome them?
Oh man, is obviously not getting auditions, and some getting some of them. Trying to pursue the life of living in California, but also too the acting business changed, and a lot of gigs were in Atlanta. So trying to be in both places at one time was is a stressful thing. And still trying to be better than the next like day, like be outdo yourself and be better for yourself. So that's the challenge too. And then just also pulling yourself up every day and not getting discouraged or not wanting to give up, because life is hitting you and you still got to keep a, strong face to be able to audition because you might not be up for it. So it's a lot of those life battles too that you have to kind of get with to keep on.
That's so true. What keeps you going on this journey?
Sometimes I know, and then some days I don't know realistically, but honestly, I got a strong support system and family. So I think, and then praying, of course, and just like, I don't know. I think the pursuit of it, everything, the pursuit of everything, you still got this end goal. You don't know what it is, it's something though. So I think all of that every day, and just people that also believe in you, inspired by you, and things of that nature, and people in my family as well, brothers and sisters.
No, I feel the same way. It's like some days you're like, okay, I got this, da 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 da, and then other days it's just like, man.
Like I can't do it, and sometimes that's hard to do as an actor. You'll have an audition that day, and you're like, man, I don't even want to do it. So it's like sometimes you gotta like pull yourself up somehow, and it's easier said than done with everybody. So.
That's one thing my husband always says, like, no matter what, just every day show up. You know what I mean? Like, no matter how hard it is, just show up and show, like be your best, put your best foot forward in any and everything you do. So,
Absolutely.
yeah. Now, sorry, hold on. You have a production company, right?
Yes, ma'am. JS
Okay.
Production Group.
Yeah, tell us about your production company and, what are some of the projects that are stories that are important for you to tell?
Okay, well, my first exact project was called Walk a Mile. So it was like a story about my life, basically, and I wrote it watching Donald Glover write episode 7 or 8 while we were shooting film episode like 2 or 3. And I was like, wait, you don't have to like finish the entire script before like we start shooting. I was like, you can just be on your laptop and just be just thinking as you go. I'm like, oh, so he sparked the freedomness of me. He broke the, I didn't know which route to go as a writer for me. I was like, oh, maybe you have to be so structured. And the way he's just kind of was so calm about it gave, I don't know, gave me some type of confidence. And I just wrote this short film. It was called Walk a Mile. I won a couple of like awards or whatever. And I casted like all my friends, and to see them on TV was really my biggest thing, is like to see people on the screen at the, the festivals and stuff.
Wow. Yeah, that's
So
impressive.
that's cool.
How was it hard for you to direct and star in it, or like were you able to juggle those hats pretty easily?
No, I think directing is like a natural thing, because you know exactly what you want. And also too, like I learned that you have to be like the pulse of the set. So like if you're just a rude director, you're gonna get like an edgy set as opposed to like an understanding director.
That's true. That's true. You set the tone, basically.
You'll try to at least.
Absolutely. Now, what is the best advice you can give to up and coming actors who want to get started, want to get going? Like, what would you say to them,
Get
as far
you
as
an
that?
agency ASAP, because I wouldn't tell you the long road will be a good way. I wouldn't be the one to tell you that. So I would rather say get an agency for sure. just try to do your best at auditions. If you get an agency, get headshots. Keep your Instagram current or whatever social media you use. Keep something current. I don't know. Keep trying to innovate yourself or make a YouTube or podcast or something as well. And yeah, just get an agency for
Yeah,
sure.
have that backing.
Yeah, you don't want to try a lot harder than you have to.
Make it easier for you. Or, that's the goal. Because, they do say, yeah, you have an agent, which is great, but your agent gets 10%, and you do 90%. So even if you have an agent, you still have to be doing all the things, like.
Yeah, they do get access to things that, I mean, even I don't see as a networking. Sometimes you don't. It's tons of things that are going on. So,
Yeah, they go hand in hand, I would say. They
yeah,
go
it
hand in
depends
hand.
on your person.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, are you just to kind of like wrap it up? Do you have any new projects you're working on? Anything you can talk about? Anything coming up that you want to share?
I just did a cool commercial. I can't say which brand, but it's a cool, commercial that we just shot in Los Angeles not too long ago. That's coming out soon, and I'm
Nice.
still writing some scripts that I'll be, sending to networks and different things like that. I'm working on a wine with the JS Production Group. I've been
Nice.
working on a wine company, so trying to do a little bit of everything.
Yeah, you're staying active, so
Yeah,
that's
and if an
important.
audition comes, I'll try to do that too as well.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, that's awesome. Congratulations on all of your success and just the ability to keep the grind going, because I know it can get a little weary sometimes, but it's always encouraging to talk to people who are doing it, and they're just like making it happen no matter what life throws at us. So,
Right.
thank you so much for, sharing your story, for being here. Can you let listeners know where they can follow you or keep up with you on social media?
So yeah, I have Instagram and Twitter. That's JEJUAN Smith. So that's Juwan Smith. That's both my handles for Twitter and Instagram. YouTube is JS Productions Group. So you can find that there. And yeah, also to my website, www.juwansmith.com. And that's where you can find me.
All right, Joanne. Well, thank you so much again for being here on the Actors Lounge. I appreciate your time and best of luck to you with everything that you continue to
I appreciate you. Thank you for having me on this dope show.
do.
I
Oh,
love
no
it.
problem. Thank you. I appreciate that that compliment. That means a lot to me.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, you have a good rest of your day and I will talk to you soon.
Okay, you too.
All right, take care.
All right.
Bye.